Blog Talk Radio.
Ready or not, here it is. The new year has blasted off to produce new beginnings, new decisions, and new ways to build your life both on and off your job. There are no guarantees for 2019, only plans, commitments, and actions that you can set for your course from 0 to 1,000. Ultimately, it's up to you. And now more than ever, you can decide where you want to grow, even though there are no absolute guarantees. The planning process is your secret sauce on moving your needle forward. Regardless of when you are listening to this broadcast, it is designed to help you move forward with greater foresight and accuracy. Today, we'll explore what I learned earlier this month at the International Mastermind Association Annual Planning Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. Get your pen out and notebook and your calendar, and let's build your success path one day at a time. Hi, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and thank you so much for joining me. Boy, the year has already blasted off. Lots of activities, lots of things to do. I am here in downtown Boston in one of the offices of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'm on the board, and I chair the Multicultural Committee. We have a very special meeting this afternoon. Our very long-term president and CEO, Pat Mascarotola, is retiring, along with Senior Vice President Kathy Doran, so we have a very special tribute to them this afternoon. So I wanted to come in a little early, did a little video prep work beforehand, before our meeting, and obviously had to do my show as well. So thank you very much for listening. I want you to really stop and think right now, where are you in your game plan? What have you planned? What have you thought about planning? And what's stopping you from moving forward with your plans? That's the gist of today's session. Now, I encourage you to go back and listen to my broadcast last week. That was part one of this two-part, and it's probably going to go on, and we'll have part three and probably part four after this. But part one takes you through understanding the difference between a mission statement and a vision statement, and sort of sets the stage for building blocks that you can put in place when you are planning your year. Now, my philosophy goes hand in hand with many others, where I'm not just looking at what you are doing for the next 12 months. I'm looking at what can you do differently? What can you do in a systematic way that can carry over into 2020? So you're doing things now, you're preparing now, but the end game is not going to be December 31st of this year. That's going to then propel us into what you're going to do for next year as well. So with that said, let me share with you, I'm going to share with you what I did last week with my vision statement, and I'm doing this because I think I really want you to plan and have a vision statement. It will serve you well. You can go back last week and hear about the background about why mine came about and why Vision Month is just really exciting for me in January. But my vision statement is, Carol Copeland Thomas will capture the essence of the human spirit by delivering messages of hope, interconnection, purpose, courage, and faith to people throughout the world. So that was handed down to me some 21 years ago, about 21 years ago, and it is as current today as it was then. So what I continue to do is to see how can I live out that message and move in that direction where I'm servicing and connecting with people all over the world and doing things in a very meaningful way, particularly as it relates to diversity, multiculturalism, and inclusion. So I'm probably in the future going to do a whole session on how to set up a vision statement for yourself. What are some of the parameters? So I'll give you the information about that. But in the meantime, I'd like for you to take a stab at it. See if you can come up with a statement. It's always futuristic. You're always looking at things in the future, and do it in a way that will have some meaning and purpose in your life. So again, we'll come back to that, but I wanted you to hear mine, and I'll make sure to put it on the blog posting. This will be at CarolCopelandThomas.com, myname.com, today's blog. This is January 17th, so you'll have a chance to see my vision statement, and then please go back to part one so you can get the context of it and other pieces that go hand in hand with this session. So right now, I couldn't pick a better time. 2 days ago would have been the 90th birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We'll celebrate his birthday officially on Monday, the 21st, but his actual birthday was on the 15th, and he was born in 1929. When I think about Dr. King, I do think about a visionary person, someone who had plans, someone who saw things going forward, and clearly set up the mechanism, the people, the operation to do great things during his lifetime. So if you look at your own life and look at what I'm going to share with you, this is a personal assessment. What can you do? What do you want to do to make sure that you're living your life on purpose, that you are doing things in a systematic way? And if you were to ever look at this survey that was created by Ann McNeil, and I'll go into that detail in a few minutes, can you check off yes for most of the boxes? Ah, something to think about.
You're listening to Focus on Empowerment with Carol Copeland Thomas.
So with that said, let me share with you what I have been a part of for quite some time, and now more strategically with an organization that focuses on masterminding. A mastermind group is a group of like-minded persons, professionals, whatever, who are intent on helping each other to grow. So let me say that again. A mastermind group is a group of proactive, collaborative individuals. They can be professionals working for the same company, or they can be individuals or friends who live thousands of miles away. The distance doesn't matter. But this group is ultimately accountable to each other based on the goals and the aspirations that are set for the individual members who are part of the mastermind group. So today you may partake in some online activities. You may read some books that talk about masterminding or mastermind experience. But let me take you way back. I actually saw this book coming to this meeting a few minutes ago in Barnes & Noble, a book that was written in 1937 by Napoleon Hill, where he interviewed several very successful American titans and wanted to find out their secret sauce. They wanted to find out what made them tick and what made them the success that they had turned out to become. With that, he spent several years writing this book, and by 1937, the book was published, and it's called Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. I read that book probably years ago, had a copy of it, but then 2 years ago, was reintroduced to it by a mastermind group that I became a part of with the National Speakers Association, National Organization of Speakers who speak for a living like me and are experts who speak. And in our association, there is a subgroup called Black NSA. Black NSA is open to anybody in our association, but this particular group was kicking off and launching a second round of its mastermind process that was a 10-week weekly meeting of the minds, just talking about our goals and our aspirations. I was introduced to it by Ann McNeil and Marquesa Petway, but Ann McNeil is the individual who has been a kin and a devotee to this process for about 40 years. And I will not go into a lot of the details, but the Think and Grow Rich book becomes the basis for a lot of goal setting. And in this case, with the conference that I attended, not just goals professionally, not just goals that are dealing with how you're going to make money, but in this case, it dealt with goals holistically and how you can move ahead in your entire life. There were 10 different aspects, and I'll tell you in just a few minutes how the conference was structured, what we had to do in terms of homework, and what we now are going to have to continue to do now that the conference has ended and we have the rest of the year to make our goals, to reach our goals, or certainly to establish different patterns so that we can actually reach our goals and go forward. So before we get to that, I just want to share with you the excitement that I have about the Multicultural Symposium Series membership organization. We just had our first webinar last night, and if you would like more information about it, I would love for you to join. Stay tuned.
Join the fastest growing globally based membership community, the Multicultural Symposium Series. Since 2008, MSS is designed to advance the cause of diversity, multiculturalism, and inclusion. By joining MSS, you connect with our community of professionals around the world who respect the differences and similarities throughout the marketplace. Through our new online courses, resource center, and community forum where you can discuss important issues with colleagues around the marketplace, MSS will enhance your personal and professional development and take your knowledge base of the subject to a whole new level. And your membership includes attending the always popular multicultural conference. It's simple, fast, and effective to become a member. Simply visit www.mssglobalsummit.com and click the Join Now button on the homepage. It's only $29 a month to join MSS, and you'll receive discount pricing when you join as a small business owner or corporate leader looking for solid value for your staff members and colleagues. Visit www.mssglobalsummit.com and get ready to take your career path to the top.
It's exciting what we have planned for the Multicultural Symposium Series membership program and the community forum, the members-only website, and my personal goal of reaching and securing 1,000 new members in the next 12 to 18 months. We'd like for you to be a part of it. Go on over to mssconnect.com, mssconnect.com, find out all about it. Only $29 a month, and you will be very glad about the resources that will be shared with you. So getting back to the survey, I signed up several weeks ago to come down to the conference. This is a conference that Ann McNeil, who is very big in the construction industry, she is the first African-American woman to be a licensed contractor in the state of Florida, and she has been in this field for, again, about 40 years. And around that time period, it's a very interesting story that she shares about how she had read the book and she wanted to save $1,000 and had all these bills in front of her and just all the dynamics that played out as a result of that. But she stuck with her vision and her goal. This is the key point, is that she realized she could do more in life. She realized that she needed to have an overall system and a structure, and she wanted to do it in a collaborative fashion. So now these years later, there are about six or seven women that she started this whole process off with. some 40 years ago, some 20 years ago. And certainly when it comes to this conference and the work that's gone into it, it's taken a real loyal team working with Ann McNeil to pull things off. So there were about 100 people there from around the United States and some other Caribbean islands. We had a chance to get to know one another, meet one another, learn some best practices, and then look at our own individual surveys and annual reports that would then give us a clearer picture of who we were, where we were going, and what we needed to do to get there. So I would encourage you, if you're interested in this process, first of all, get a copy of Think and Grow Rich. I know that Barnes & Noble has it. I just saw it in their window, because that will give you the basis of this work and the importance of it. If you are interested in this very comprehensive 10-part annual personal assessment that you can take and then look at it again and review it on a regular basis, you can email me at Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, at msfconnect.com. That's Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, at msfconnect.com, and I'll be happy to send it over to you. You can also go to internationalmastermind.org. That's the Mastermind organization. And again, I'm going to have all these links in the blog posting for today, but that'll give you the background information that you'll need to understand the importance of this mastermind process. I mentioned to you that I have been a part, or I understood about first Think and Grow Rich and then the mastermind process even before the last 2 years, because I have been in business for 32 years and I've been in the speaking industry around that time as well. I have been in several mastermind groups over the last 25 years. Mastermind groups are like relationships. They start at a certain point. They start with people, with individuals who are moving collectively in one direction or they're moving in different directions. And either they stay together or the interests and the pursuits of the people within the mastermind group then move them into other directions and the group dissolves. So I've been a part of probably two mastermind groups that did dissolve, not because they were bad people. It's just people moved in different directions. We were all speakers and business owners, and people moved and dynamics changed. And so the physicality, meeting on a face-to-face basis with a mastermind group, can either lead to a real bond, or as people's interests or their pursuits change, the group can dissolve itself. In 2007, I joined a new mastermind group with three other women, friends of mine who were part of the National Speakers Association, but living in different cities. So we had to meet on the phone. So we had conference call meetings, and that eliminated the necessity of meeting face-to-face, and I think has kept us together because we are still meeting. We've been meeting since 2007, so that's 12 years now. This is our 12th year, and every month we have a mastermind session. We've now gone to the Zoom platform, and so we're meeting that way. But you can identify people, not a whole lot of people. It could be three or four or five individuals who you have either like-mindedness or you're looking at goals and aspirations that mirror each other, or there are strengths that you have that will benefit the other people in the group, and the people in the other people in the group have strengths that you can benefit from. Typically, mastermind groups are relatively small, under 10 people. If you have a larger group, it can become unwieldy. Now, this is the exception, is the Black NSA mastermind group that I had referenced earlier, where we had as many as 50 people in that group. But again, the purpose was a bit different. But an ongoing mastermind group typically is smaller, and again, Geographically, where you live makes no difference. That's the beauty of it. You can be on the phone with conference calling. You can do Facebook Live in terms of working with each other. You can set up a Facebook Live page and talk to each other. You can do Zoom or Skype. So you can pick your technology and meet virtually. Pick your technology and meet virtually and meet consistently. So that's the backdrop of a mastermind group, the accountability process. My mastermind one-on-one experience in terms of accountability came with my relationship and with a colleague, Robin Thompson, where we were accountability partners way back around 2002, 2003, where again, we met every month, I believe, either every month on the phone. We set up regular appointments with each other, going through our goals and our aspirations. So you get my message? My message is this is a collaborative process. It's something where, yes, you are going to be responsible for your own goals. That's true. But you're going to do it in the context with other people. The collective spirit working together hand in hand with other individuals is what fortifies you to reach your goals and to move forward. So again, working collectively, working in collaboration with other people, knowing that each one of you will have different goals, that's perfect, that's fine. And it is different than working by yourself and doing things on your own. We're looking at how you can set your own agenda, but do it in cooperation with other like-minded folks. So let me talk about the 10 categories with this fundamental personal assessment that was created by Ann McNeil of Constructively Speaking. And she lives in the West Palm Beach area, has her business in Miami. She is an amazing woman, amazing. I did a Facebook Live interview with her, and again, I will put those posts on. I'm making a note to myself. I will put that on the blog so you can see Anne and you can see the other people who attended. Number one is spiritual. And again, these are the 10 categories that were created by Ann McNeil with the survey that I have now filled out. Spiritual human beings are triune beings, the three parts of the being, our body, mind, and spirit. And to become balanced individuals, we must not neglect our spirits. That's the first category. Number two is family. Family is an area sometimes overlooked or not thought of as all at all. This normally happens because our minds, we take for granted that by default, they are automatically first. It is important that we have very definite family goals and aspirations. So I would even encourage you, and I may have mentioned this last week, is think about setting a vision for your family and a mission statement for your family. So you can even have a personal mission and vision statement and a mission and vision statement for your family. Number three is the biggie that we always struggle with sometimes, and that is finances, financial. A great deal of stress that a lot of us encounter because of mismanagement of finances. This exercise helps us to place everything in our lives into perspective. And I'm sure some of us have this mastered, and some of us are still working on it. A lot of these questions that were asked were very thoughtful. You had to be honest with yourself, and you may see where there's some work that's needed. Number four is health. We have only one body, and when it is ruined, that is it. We don't have a chance to get another one. So if you would be, and it would really be in the best interest of yourself to take care of your body. That's the next one. The fifth one is educational. Knowledge is power, and we are on an internal quest for knowledge. Acquiring knowledge is how we grow as individuals. And let me share with you the importance of that, and I looked at how I filled out my question during the questionnaire. In this day and time, if you want to stay competitive, even if you're retired and you want to make a meaningful difference in the lives of other people, young people as well. You have to stay on top of your game. You have to understand the importance of technology, and you have to have some working knowledge of technology. So again, that's where education comes to play. Education will keep you competitive and keep you contemporary. You do it by historically looking at things that have happened in the past, but also looking at how can you take all of your experiences, your resources, and you can move the needle forward based on education. Personal development, I think, goes hand in hand with education or educational pursuits. Those are personal goals that are set to remind us that we have to invest in ourselves. Note to women listening to this broadcast. Note to women, carve out some time, at least once or twice a week, for yourself. Let me say that again. Carve out some time, at least once or twice a week, to take care of yourself. That's part of a personal development process. And it was interesting, this window I passed today, I'm going to look at the picture right now, and I'm probably going to again on the blog post that I'll have. The title was Personal Growth and Wellness, and there were a number of books here, health-related books, Braving the Wilderness, Rising Strong, How to Stop Feeling, I can't say that word because it's it's a four-letter word, but you can use your imagination with that one. This is I'm just reading what I'm seeing. The Second Rule and Think and Grow Rich is between those books. So personal development goes hand in hand with the philosophy of Think and Grow Rich. Again, this whole mastermind experience working with each other. Number seven is business career. In your business or career, you should have definite goals. The settings and achieving of these goals can be measured. Can measure your growth in business or your career. Very, very much in keeping with goal setting and the importance of it. But I love these last three. Number eight is recreational. Many times we let the other areas of our lives crowd in on us and we forget to take a moment to enjoy life. Sometimes we need a recess from our lives, a moment to just laugh, have fun, and live. Where can you have some rest and recreation? Where can you just stop and smell the roses? Is there, I'll give you a tip that you can do at night that I do sometimes. Find your favorite comic and just sit in front of your screen, watch YouTube, and just look at some of the skits that they have on YouTube and just laugh. And laugh and laugh so you can relax yourself before you go to bed. Number nine is civic. This is relative to your community involvement. And as a citizen, we all have an obligation to give back to others what we learn so that we can fuel the next generation. I'm going to talk more and more about civic engagement, the importance of civic engagement. We are still in this shutdown that is an absolute disgrace. I responded to someone today very respectfully. I actually get his newsletter. He is conservative, and he is totally supporting the wall and President Trump, and I respectfully disagreed with him and wrote down my thoughts in writing. How can you do that in a way that is proactive but will engage in the right kind of dialogue? We're going to talk more about that going forward. And then creativity. Creativity, we all have innate creative qualities, which are often revealed in subjects that capture our interest. And for others, self-discovery, reflection, and perhaps a classroom setting may be utilized to reveal and fine-tune hidden talents. So those are the five, and I could go on and on about creativity. I'm now making cards because I like that. That helps to bring out my creativity. I make sugar scrub as well and other things. So what are you doing in these 10 areas? This covers the whole aspect of your life, spiritual, family, financial, health, educational, personal development, business career, recreation, civic, and creativity. Those are the 10 areas that go hand in hand with this personal assessment. I would encourage you to take a look at it. It will be on my website on the blog section today, carolcopelandthomas.com for January 17th, 2019. Thanks so much for listening. We'll keep going, digging deeper into this whole journey of personal development and goal setting. Take care. Make it a great day.